WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
With just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
In most years, when you heard a gong, it meant WrestleMania season. But this season, when you hear the glass shatter, that means one thing and one thing only. It's WrestleMania season. And by God, did the glass shatter to open up Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sorokin, that's Lindsay Ward.
So is that like X-Files meets Stone Cold Steve Austin?
It's 80s remix.
That's like the weirdest version of Stone Cold theme I think I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a little weird. Not bad.
Like, it's not bad. It's just weird.
It's 80s music. So Monday Night Raw opened with this Stone Cold Steve Austin coming down to the ring, or what we thought was going to be Stone Cold Steve Austin. In fact, it was not Stone Cold Steve Austin. It was one Kevin Owens, dressed up as Stone Cold Steve Austin, doing his best Stone Cold Steve Austin impersonation. He had a bald cap on and all that fun stuff. Talked about how Kevin Owens is going to whoop Stone Cold's ass. Fans are just getting on him, giving him the what treatment, booing him out of the building. Crowd was loud for this. A We Want Austin chant broke out, and then he called them stupid some bitches. And then the glass shattered again, and Kevin Owens drops the mic, and he's ready to fight. He's ready to go, and was not Stone Cold. It was just him playing a joke. Fool you once, shame on you. Fool you twice, shame on, well, you for being idiots. Because that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. So Kevin Owens then asked for a beer can to be thrown. He dropped it. Threw another. Dropped it. Tells the music to cut. Blamed the guy for the stagehand for throwing him the beer properly. Told him to get in the ring, hand him the beer. Guy hands him the beer, stunts him, opens the beer, toasts him, pours him down on the guy on the ground, and then tossed one of the cans, did the Austin pose. All this was great. Every single second of it.
For a second, I thought Kevin Owens shaved his head. I was like, what did he do? And then I was like, wait, no, it's fine. He didn't. He's got a ball cap on. Like, this was really, really well done, really well executed. I liked this. It was Kevin Owens being Kevin Owens at his finest. I couldn't have asked for anything better, especially when, like, the second, because he's out there mocking Stone Cold, and you're like, okay, where is this going? And then the glass shatters, and, like, everybody, I think, had the same visceral reaction. It's like, oh, no!
It's that old, hey, we're going to play their music, and they're not here bit, and gets tremendous heat. One of the most famous ones was when Shawn returned to Calgary, Alberta, Canada, for the first time in like 2005, and he played Bret Hart's music.
I remember that.
Praise. The place went, it was in Montreal, it wasn't Calgary, it was Montreal, right where it all happened. And yeah, it was fantastic. But yeah, this whole thing was great.
It was absolutely fantastic. I enjoyed this tremendously. This was a good way to like continue to add heat and build this feud, especially since Stone Cold isn't there. And that's always tricky when it's a one person feud, is it all falls on the shoulders of the one person to get it done. So Kevin is doing perfectly.
He's doing everything, and they're keeping him like contained to one segment. It's like, we're not overdoing it. Here we are. If you go to youtube.com/RockRadioShow, last week I posted Kevin Owens doing the Stone Cold Steve Austin entrance in WWE 2K22. And spoiler alert, the plan this week, tomorrow, 5 p.m. when the videos drop, is Stone Cold Steve Austin being Kevin Owens in WWE 2K22 for tomorrow. So you don't want to check that out. Make sure you subscribe, youtube.com/RockRadioShow. Also subscribe, lindsward.rockradioshow.com. Anyway, we continue on Monday Night Raw. Things that had happened on this show included the Mysterios taking on Ziggler and Rude. The Mysterios would get the win. You had Miz around and Seth Rollins. Let's talk about Seth Rollins, because that reminds me. He was backstage and he started laughing and he stole the microphone. He came out partway through this and was trying to cut a promo about what he wants to do at WrestleMania, and they cut out his mic.
I love the Twitter response to this, which was, I think it was WWE's, yep. One of the WWE accounts was like, wait, we could have turned his mic off the whole time.
Oh, that's good.
It's like, well, I mean, yeah.
So the big moment here was Miz, after the match with the help of Ziggler and Rude, took the mask off of Rey Mysterio. Miz is using it as a trophy and going to give it to Logan Paul to wear next week on Monday Night Raw.
Like you do. Mm-hmm. This was good. This was fine.
Omos being Apollo Crews and Commander Aziz. And then issued a challenge where no one has the balls to step up and fight him on Raw or even at WrestleMania.
A challenge issued by Omos.
Very, very almighty of him.
Mm-hmm.
Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley lost to Shayna Baszler and Natalya. You had some stuff backstage with Zelina and Carmella. They got into a little bit and they seemed to be on the same side at the end of this segment.
Dude, I hope they have like an OtterBox or something or on that phone, man. Because like Zelina spiked that phone.
Yeah, she did.
Like, dang. That wasn't a real phone because... It's probably busted.
We had Finn Balor and Austin Theory. Pat McAfee was announced as a special guest commentator for the match. He had some distractions, some tauntings, and was egging on Austin Theory. Finn Balor would get the inside cradle small package for the win. Not bad.
Not bad. I mean, not bad at all.
RK-Bro defeated Alpha Academy.
It was fine.
It was good. Fine little match. Street Profits got involved after the match, setting up the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy next week. I mean, they're building this right. Like this feud peaked, I would say, 2 weeks ago or last week. So they're just sort of rolling in, and the match at WrestleMania is gonna be really good. Dana Brooke and Reggie beat Akira Tozawa and Tamina in a quick little match. So that was fine.
It was there. Like I still don't know how I feel about this. You know.
Mm-hmm. But there's that. Again, that's something that sort of peaked, and maybe it will come to a conclusion as a mini segment at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But I have big news to tell you. Big, gigantic news.
Oh.
So, everyone knows that the night after WrestleMania is as big as WrestleMania sometimes. Big moments happen, big surprises, big returns, and sometimes big debuts. We've learned that on April 4th, on Monday Night Raw, the night after WrestleMania, Veer comes, finally.
Well, I mean, he's been coming for months now. Like, good lord, the man, like, I don't even know at this point. Like, I feel bad for him.
So, basically, Veer finally finishes?
He's gonna finally finish on April 4th. I mean, I mean that when I feel bad for him. Like, he's to the point that he's been, like, posting out memes and, like, jokes on Twitter of, like, model shots of him in IKEA and at home and everything else, where he's like, I don't know.
Yes. Like, yes, you, Casey. Yes, you.
Like, this has been going on for, what, 2 months?
No. God, no.
Longer?
November?
Three?
October, November? We're at produce cut level. Even longer. Like,
this has been...
It's Emelina.
I mean, this is going to be to the point that it's like, it's either going to be laughable, or it's going to be just everybody's going to lose their goddamn minds because he's finally there. Because we are at just like that point with this because it's already laughable. Like we already joke about it. None of us take it seriously. None of us take him seriously. Because it's just every week. That's the joke. Veer is coming. When is he coming? When? Nobody knows. It's a mystery.
Like, he's been wrestling on Main Event, but now we know. Now
yeah,
we know.
Exactly. Maybe tune in Sunday. Like, it's, we all thought Rumble, right? And it didn't happen. And then we thought, well, maybe Chamber. Nope. I even think we thought Survivor Series, but wait, no, did it start after Survivor Series?
No, I think it was before.
Like, I think we all thought that he would be, like, a surprise entrant or something. Nope. Like, it's just been...
It's been 84 weeks.
It's been 84 weeks. Like, it's just been stupid. And I'm ready to see just the promos end and for him to get on TV, because I feel a little bad for him. Like I keep saying, it's just stupid. I feel like they kind of sort of, and I don't mean to bash them or anything like that, but it's like, I need to speak to whoever felt like it was a really good idea to tease somebody this long. Like, it's just...
Veer. It's Veer. B-E-E-R. Veer.
Veer.
Veer is coming.
So, but yay for Veer. He finally gets to finish on April 4th. Maybe.
Maybe.
Possibly.
I don't know. Vignettes begin airing on November 2021. He's wrestled on Main Event, so at least he's working.
At least he's working, but it's...
It's something.
It's the biggest joke in the wrestling community right now, is when is Veer actually going to finish? Like, he's coming, when is he going to finish? Now we know when he's going
to
finish.
Now we know. The Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch came to the ring. Asked what it profits a man to gain the world loses. So Lynch talked about being forced to give up her title, and said it became agonizing without it, to the point she knew she would do whatever she could to regain her precious. She said it's power, glory, and the prize at the top of the mountain. Said that when she came back and the fans chose Bianca, she knew that she would sell her soul to keep her championship. She said Bianca didn't mean to injure her, but she intended to injure Bianca. An eye for an eye, a throat for a throat. She said she wanted to take Bianca's hair this week, but Bianca isn't there. Lynch said Bianca doesn't want to lose her soul. She said she already sold her own soul and would do it again. She talked about, you know, everything else like that, and said she would come to WrestleMania and everyone else if Bianca even makes it to WrestleMania. Good segment.
It's a very good segment. I'm not sure about the visor glasses, but it was a very good segment.
Yeah. They've hit strong. They've kept the promo segments, you know, to a minimum for the two. Like, Becky was hurt the 1 week. They injured Bianca last week. Now they got Becky's big promo. Next week should be Bianca's selling point. I know they're selling the throat injury, but it should be like her selling point moment heading into WrestleMania. Because next week is the go-home edition. So there was that. So Seth Rollins wants an opportunity at WrestleMania. That's what he's desiring. That's what he needs. He's trying to figure out a way to do it. But before then, AJ Styles came to the ring. He talked about Edge repeatedly attacking him. He's been watching the footage. And he wasn't looking for interference. He didn't care why. He just wanted the... He said Edge wanted the pitbull and he'll give it to him. But they didn't have to wait. This is what brought out Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins came out and, you know, he told the crowd who were chanting the C word. He said, rumors are fun, but they don't make moments. He's living for his WrestleMania moment. And Seth showed concern and compassion for AJ Styles. About being, you know, home and getting injured, and you know, you go home, be with your kids, be with your wife, get 100%, then come back after WrestleMania and give me this moment. Let me take out Edge at WrestleMania and end his career like I should have done at Hell in a Cell. So I said, I'm fighting Edge at WrestleMania, and that's the way it's going to be. And they continue to go back and forth, and like, AJ's not giving up his spot, and even though Seth Rollins wants it, Adam and Sonya came out and said, well, you get one more chance to go to WrestleMania. If you could beat AJ Styles tonight on this show. AJ knocked him out and Seth smiled and laughed again. And, you know, sort of like that, leading to the main event of AJ Styles and Seth Rollins. Main event was really good.
Main event was really good. I liked the Seth segment. All the Seth segments, I should say. I liked the line where he said, rumors don't make moments.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice little nod there to the rumors that were going around on the internet this weekend.
The manifestation this weekend. This week, the last month and a half.
Yeah, but the rumor mill really, like, hardcore parkour, like, manifested this weekend where they're like, Cody signed! Even though they're like, multiple sources have said it, Cody has not come out and said it. WWE has not come out and said it. They're not going to come out and say it until Cody shows up on TV. So we can all say he signed, he's not signed. Nobody knows what's going on with this for sure. In the internet wrestling community, there might be people who have a line on it, who have sources on it, who have some information on it, but in terms of the full picture, the full story, nobody really knows. But I do want to kind of rant on this for a second.
Before you do, AJ would end up winning the match thanks to Edge. Go.
So, and I saw a tweet that basically said, summed up what I'm going to say, which is, wrestling will never be the way that we want wrestling again because of the internet. That's just how it is, because the hardcore manifestation of Cody and people trying to figure out what's going on with Cody and, you know, trying to get the story, basically wrestling journalists or journalists, use that term very loosely, because there are legit journalists and then there are not legit journalists, that are trying to get the scoop on this and break the story before WWE can have the surprise. That's what's ruining wrestling. Like, if the internet wasn't there, like, if we didn't have the IWC, right? Like, we weren't sitting here doing this podcast. We weren't on Twitter. We aren't on Facebook or TikTok or whatever. We aren't on any form of social media, any sort of message board, nothing. And Cody Rhodes just walks out completely, completely just out of the blue. Boom, there's Cody Rhodes, right? Like, the moment that would create is something that we just can't duplicate in 2022. And the reason we can't do that is because of people that are trying to get the scoops, that are trying to break the story, that are trying to get out there. Well, because it's like the same thing happened to Punk. They're doing to Cody what they did to Punk, is people got a hold of the story from AEW or sources within AEW, and it spread like wildfire that CM Punk was coming back. And they can say that they, you know, AEW can claim that they leaked the story all they want. They can claim that it was part of their, you know, strategy to leak the story. But I think ultimately it wasn't. I think it was they were trying to create that moment of CM Punk is going to walk out and everybody's going to lose their minds. Because up until I think the night that he showed up, he wasn't signed. I think he signed his contract at the building and then walked out. I think that's the official story. I don't know if it's true or not, you know, but. So it's like, I guess that's my point, is like, we all hear the complaints, well, wrestling isn't wrestling anymore. Well, we need to take our own accountability for that. And the fact that we're causing that, even though there's a fervor pitch right now for people wanting Cody Rhodes, right? Like we all suspect what's happened. And the longer the silence goes, the more you suspect it, because normally Cody is very out there. He's very upfront. He's very honest about what's going on most of the time, right? Like, we generally know what's going on with him, what his contract status is. You know, he put that whole video out on Twitter, YouTube, whatever, talking about his contract status and how he wasn't signed, right? Like, very upfront about it. So the fact that Cody isn't talking and Brandi isn't talking is a very clear indication that there is something up. Because I think Cody has been mostly radio silent on Twitter.
He makes some comments here and there, but they're not. It's like promoting this or promoting that. Nothing like support this, support that. Nothing like substantial. He's not Cody of old going back and forth with people on Twitter.
Yeah. So, and I will say I am a little surprised that they didn't do it tonight in Chicago. I would have figured they would have, but because the Chicago crowd was like super hot for it. But they're also, I think, waiting for Mania. Like, I think they're going to have Cody walk out in Cowboy Stadium in Dallas in front of 100,000 people or 80,000 people or whatever it is that they've sold, and they're going to have him walk out and have that moment where he challenges Seth. And
because right before the show, I told Lindsay, it's like, they should just have Seth next week do an open challenge for WrestleMania, and everyone will know what it is. But yeah, you don't know what it is until
it happens.
Until it happens, because there's no sense of putting him on the show next week, because if you didn't do it last week or this week,
yeah,
there's no need next week for 6 days before WrestleMania, 5 days before Mania. You wait till WrestleMania, and if the plan is to have him wrestle Seth, have him show up. If not, he's on Raw in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I think it's Mania.
Yeah.
That's me personally.
At this point, yeah.
Like I said, I was surprised it wasn't last week, but I think we all understand why it was not last week, given what happened. I can kind of understand why it's not this week. It doesn't make sense to have him show up 2 weeks because that's going to peak it. So we're just going to hold and we're going to hold and we're going to hold and we're going to hold. And they're not going to respond to the rumors that are going on the internet. Instead, they're going to go, okay, all right, we're not going to bring Cody out. We're going to wait. We're going to have Seth go out there and be like, yeah, yeah, we see y'all. We see you talking. We hear it, but it's not what you think it is.
And the thing is, WWE wouldn't let the Cody chant for a backstage promo go through if they didn't want you to hear it.
Yep.
Because there's a volume button they can just raise and lower because you can hear it and lower it.
Yeah, when there's stuff being chanted that they don't want, they turn that they turn the audience volume way, 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 way down. When there's stuff that they do want you to hear, they sometimes they turn it up a little bit.
They make sure you hear it, even if it's very subtle. So to tie it all together, afterwards, Seth Rollins flipped out. Said next week, Raw won't happen until he gets his WrestleMania moment. So he'll probably figure out something. He turned over the table, broke the LED ring post, said bullshit a couple of times.
There was more than bullshit said. I'm pretty sure the censors had a field day in the truck.
Because
there was stuff that got on the mic, and then there was stuff that got picked up by the cameras. And...
yeah, they didn't get the camera. They tried. They were like 3 seconds late on one of them.
Yeah, like he got a couple through, and you just know the person's in the truck just holding the button.
Yeah.
Because they're like, God damn it, Seth.
Yeah.
But this, I just want to say, I would never do this, but I have days where I aspire to have that level of a hissy fit. Like, I watched that and I was like, God, I wish I could do that. That I bet that feels amazing in real life. Just to completely like throw things and break things and flip tables and scream profanities and just, you know, when you have a really, really, really shitty day and you're just like, God, I just need to like let it out. God, that's Seth Rollins level hissy fit.
That's why they have what those rooms that you can smashing rooms.
Yeah, and I want to go try one. Like, I really just want to, like, go throw plates at something.
I forget what they're called, but yeah.
Yeah, they're smash rooms. That's what they're called. But I don't think there are any in Atlanta, or if I think that if they were here, they all closed because COVID. Yeah. But, because I looked them up for a particular reason for my mom, and I couldn't find one. but, yeah, I watched this, and I was like, that had to feel amazing.
Yeah, so Seth threw a hissy fit. That's how Raw ended. AJ came to this match with Edge because Edge still wants it. And that's Monday Night Raw in a nutshell.
I would say this, going back to the Cody conversation.
Yes.
If you're going to do anything with him next week, you put a very, I would say, a definitive clue. Because they've been hinting at it.
I mean, the tweet, what was the tweet? The
Seth Rollins' week has been an absolute nightmare.
they're throwing them out. They're very hinting at it. And even if you just show his tattoo logo on the screen and that's your hint or whatever.
Well, imagine there's just like a shirt laying there and it's his logo or his ring jacket is in the background or
something
definitive.
Plant a sign in the crowd. Honestly, that would be the best idea. Plant a sign in, you know, on the side of the crowd. And just have someone hold it. That would be great.
What? Just of the logo?
Yeah.
The terrible, terrible logo that's on his neck.
I mean, the logo itself is not bad. It's just an awful tattoo.
It's not even an awful tattoo. It's just a big tattoo.
Yeah, like, in the wrong spot.
I don't know what possessed him to get something that large on his neck, of all places. Like, at least get it on your shoulder blade so when you wear a suit, it's covered.
Yeah. But, so... that's Raw, and that's the post-show?
That's the post-show. I like how they made the go-home-to-WrestleMania must-see, because now it's, well, who's going to show up? Is Austin going to show up? Is Seth Challenger going to show up? Is Bobby Lashley going to show up? Is, like, what all's going to happen? I really liked how they made it where, well, we have to watch Raw to get the go-home for WrestleMania, to get those last little bits of the story before we head into... the weekend, because Friday on SmackDown, I don't think they're going to do a whole lot.
No, I think that they may, because they got to keep that fever pitch crowd for the Hall of Fame. And this would be the first real go-home.
It's the go-home for the Hall of Fame. It's going to be 2 hours of The Undertaker.
Hey.
This is a small class. It's Taker, Vader, and Charmel.
So far, probably a couple more to be announced this week.
All right. Maybe.
All right, so we got some programming notes to throw your way. Tomorrow, me and Lindsay are going to be live on her Twitch channel. We'll figure out a time, but it's going to be later for her Genshin stream tomorrow. So, I think we said 8, maybe?
Yeah, we said 8.
Okay, so 8 p.m. tomorrow on twitch.tv/Lindsay, where Lindsay's going to be playing Genshin. I'm going to be there to roam around with her and after she does her normal dailies and stuff. We're going to beat up monsters because she wants to beat up monsters. Right?
We're going to beat up monsters, we're going to do challenges, we're going to probably get Rock some chests and help him explore his islands because he needs to explore his islands and get things. So it's just going to be us running around being idiots in Genshin. So tune in, twitch.tv/Lindsward. Hopefully my internet will work. I'm sorry about earlier today. My upload was being a jerk. I did upload to YouTube the rest of what would have been the stream, so if you want to go check it out, it's linsward.rockradioshow.com. It's the latest video available on YouTube, so if you want to hang out with me while I play Genshin, you can do that. It's just on YouTube, it's not on Twitch.
Okay.
Because, again, internet. Sorry!
Internet things. Thursday night, we're live 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be previewing Stand and Deliver Thursday on the Rack.
Woo!
So that's what we're doing for the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is our WrestleMania edition of CB Radio, because we're not live on CB Radio for WrestleMania Day 1, because we're live with the Rack Reviews thing, which we'll tell you about next week. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio previews WrestleMania, 10 p.m. Eastern, with Tim, Brent, and Keishi? I don't know.
Dude, Keishi!
It's up to... pending schedules, in case you may or may not be there. I don't know. He'll let us know at some point. It's a WrestleMania preview. At least he'll send in picks for WrestleMania.
That's not a... I don't think you have a choice, Keishi. I'm just going to be honest.
You got to send in picks for that. Anyway, programming note number 2. We're not live next Monday. Right?
I don't think so. That's up to you.
No, that's you, right?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me double check.
I believe you said the post... The
yes. Yeah. Yes. No, we are not live next Tuesday because I have
next Monday.
Commitments. Or next Monday, I'm sorry, because I have commitments. There will be no Genshin stream next Monday either. No. There might be. There might be a Genshin stream, but there's no Rapo show.
Right. Because it's too late in the day. Yeah. Anyway, doesn't matter. No post show next week, but we're here usually every Monday, 11 p.m. Eastern, which means that Thursday we have a lot more to talk about because we'll talk about the go-home and all the WrestleMania event stuff. Those are your programming updates. Fortnite with Friends is still on. I had a panic attack. We may have not had it this week, but it's on this Saturday, too. Tap Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Games Support Channel. By clicking that purple rectangle there button below the screen, you can use credit code ROCKINSOCK or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
Buy your battle passes.
Yes. And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWRD. You can follow my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Linz Ward. And you can check out my YouTube, youtube.com, or not even youtube.com, just linsward.rockradioshow.com. Follow me on YouTube, subscribe so I can get a custom YouTube URL, please.
Do the thing. So yeah, Chapter 3, Season 2, Battle Pass is now available. Buy them, use the codes. YouTube.com/rockradioshow, 5 o'clock every day leading up to WrestleMania, new WWE 2K22 content will be up there. The maps we did in Fortnite, they're going to be up this week as well, so there's additional content. And it's youtube.com/rockradioshow. Go to linsward.rockradioshow.com. Thank MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 for the Raw Post Show live across the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.